BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Zelensky has warmly welcomed the decision by Washington and Berlin to send advanced tanks to Ukraine. In his nightly address, he said speedy delivery and sufficient numbers were key to his country's defence against Russia. Announcing his significant policy reversal, President Biden said President Putin had misjudged the support for Ukraine from its allies.
The United States, standing shoulder to shoulder with allies and partners, is going to continue to do all we can to support Ukraine. Putin expected Europe and the United States to weaken our resolve. He expected our support for Ukraine to crumble with time. He was wrong. He was wrong. And he was wrong from the beginning, and he continues to be wrong. We are united.
Germany's pledge to send 14 Leopards also allows other countries to send them from their own inventory. Markus Faber, an MP on Germany's Defence Committee, says the plan is to train Ukrainian forces to operate the tanks as soon as possible.
We have quite some training facilities in Germany, and by now we also have quite some experience with training Ukrainians on other weapon systems. And we are all hopeful that we can finish the first training, let's say by March.
Russia has called the tank deployments a dangerous provocation. Facebook's parent company Meta has said it will reinstate the accounts of the former US President Donald Trump. They were suspended just over 2 years ago because of posts praising the crowd who assaulted Congress to try to overturn his election defeat. Republicans have been pressing for Mr. Trump to be allowed back as he prepares to run for the presidency again next year. Peter Bowes in Los Angeles says the former president has been warned about his future behaviour.
If Donald Trump were to violate their rules again, he would face possible suspension from a period of 1 month up to 2 years. So this is essentially an indication and perhaps a warning across the bows of Donald Trump that if he were to repeat the kind of language that he used 2 years ago, and especially to make false claims, that he would find himself once again taken off these platforms.
Police in Brazil have opened an investigation into whether the treatment of members of an indigenous tribe in the Amazon amounts to genocide. Last week, the government declared a medical emergency in the Yanomami Reserve in northern Brazil, following reports that young children there had been dying of severe malnutrition and diseases. The police investigation will examine the responsibility of illegal mining operations, which have carried out deadly attacks on tribal members and polluted nearby river streams systems with mercury. World News from the BBC. A notorious Colombian drugs lord has pleaded guilty to cocaine trafficking charges in New York as part of a plea deal. Dairo Antonio Usuga, known as Otoniel, was leader of the Gulf Clan, Colombia's largest drugs gang. He was detained in 2021 in a military operation. He faces a mandatory minimum term of 20 years in prison. Pope Francis has criticised laws that criminalise homosexuality, calling them unjust. The Pope urged Roman Catholic bishops who support such laws to welcome LGBT people into the church. His comments in an interview with the Associated Press come ahead of a trip to Africa, where many countries criminalise gay sex. The European Court of Human Rights has confirmed it will hear a Dutch case against Russia over the downing of a Malaysia Airlines plane in 2014. Almost 300 people in flight MH17 were killed when it was shot down over eastern Ukraine. Here's Anna Holligan.
This is a hugely important judgment for the relatives too, so many of whom were in Strasbourg for the ruling today to hear this decision, but also who believe that it wasn't so much about the individuals who were involved in firing that missile, but actually about the state responsibility, about Russia's role, and crucially about Vladimir Putin's role. This now will be a chance for judges to explore exactly that. And of course, Russia has always denied any responsibility.
The International Olympic Committee has suggested that Russian and Belarusian athletes will be allowed to compete at the Paris 2024 Summer Games if they participate as neutrals. In a statement, the IOC said no athlete should be prevented from competing just because of their passport. The move has been criticised by Ukrainian athletes and the rights group Global Athlete. BBC News.